Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, when working the night shift at a limousine company, there's already enough to deal with. Drunk passengers, paperwork, the occasional car breakdown. But what if the real challenge was a spirit who didn't respect personal space?
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Press subscribe right now while you're thinking of it so you don't forget and you get access to all of our ghost stories. We give you a ton of them every single day on the feed. So if you want ghost stories, this is the place to get them. Limousines. Kind of a thing of the past, isn't it? Do people use limos much any? I don't really see them
like we used to. It's like, I was thinking that the other day because I saw an old school one.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so interesting because now if you see anything, it's like those extended Hummers.
Yeah.
Or it's a party bus.
Yeah.
You tend to rent more than a limousine.
Mm-hmm.
Even like one of my friends, her daughter recently got married and they drove off in a Rolls Royce, like an old
yeah.
one. It was really cool. What was really funny is they couldn't get it started.
Oh, God. There you go.
It was pretty funny. We're all standing out there at the church waving goodbye, and it's like, womp, womp.
Exactly what you don't want to have happen at that moment in time.
I loved it.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it was like, what killed the limo? There used to be limo services all the time, and now it's
like... Well, my guess is the people, like the party people who would... rent some limos, they're like, no, I want the extended Hummer.
Yeah.
You know, the cooler looking vehicle.
And even
I don't even know. Do they make new limousines?
I think so. I mean, it's essential. I don't know. I'm going to imagine there would be. I know like the Hummer, but even the Hummer is kind of a dated one now too. You see a few of them, but they're used to like, you would see limousines on the road on a fairly regular basis. It would be, they'd be out there. And whether it's somebody going out for a special night and they get the limo to go to the restaurant or whatever, or proms and all that.
Weddings, but, yeah, all that.
Yeah, it can't be a very good industry to be in right now, I would think. I don't know. I wonder what the upkeep is on those. I don't know. I'm curious, but limos seem to be kind of a ghost of cars past.
I wonder if I can even rent one in my town.
I wonder if it'll come back someday. Like, also, limos are in again. I don't know. It's an interesting one. Let's go to the phone call. 855-853-4802 is the number. There it is. Let's take a listen. Hi.
Hey, Tony, Carol, Harper, the whole gang. Just wanted to share my story. I called in before, but not going to say my name. Just wanted to share my story. I'm from Maryland, Silver Spring area. I had an experience. I used to work at a limousine company, and I worked the night shift. And I'm going to just be real clear, very honest. This is not going to be a short story, okay? Because I worked at this limousine company for 4 years. You know, within those 4 years, I don't even know how I did it. Honestly, spiritual. It was all spiritual. That's how I battled through that. But anyways, I started working at this limousine company. The first, I think I was training in the daytime for like 3 days. And then the night shift guy, he got fired because, you know, something happened. They didn't want to give me too much details on that. I had to start working the night shift on, I think it was the fourth day. And I was still supposed to be training during the daytime for like a whole week. The first night, I didn't notice anything that was unusual. But the second night, you know, I heard doors slamming in the building. So I figured, you know, somebody was working late, and the ones that I came in to relieve from their duty and their shift, they didn't tell me that somebody was working late. So, you know, I got up. They had one of these phones, you know, like the regular handheld phones, but one you can walk around with. It was kind of like a big-ass walkie-talkie. So I clipped it on the back of my pants and, you know, walked around the whole building. I checked every room. Checked the whole building, and there was nobody there. So I figured, okay, you know, it's just the old building, whatever. The second night, I heard the same thing again. And this would happen, it wasn't just one time that I heard it. It happened several times throughout the night. Say maybe like 3 or 4 times throughout the night. So the second night, I get up, and I'm thinking the same thing. Somebody's working late, you know. Nobody bothered to tell me. Well, I get up, I check the whole building, and there was nobody there again. So I'm kind of like, okay, you know, this is weird because it definitely sounded a lot more prevalent the second night I was working the night shift. And by then it was already Friday, so I didn't work the weekends. I come back the following Monday. Now, as time progresses, I hear the same thing happening every night. Door slamming shut, you know, like somebody's opening and slamming them shut. So I started thinking to myself, because, you know, I've had previous paranormal experiences. I've called one in before, and I shared that experience. It was about the shadow man in the field. I started to notice, even though I was hearing the door slamming, you know, shut in the building, and there's nobody there, which I stopped checking, you know, because I got tired of it. This is when I realized that the place was haunted. I started feeling footsteps and hearing the footsteps. And it would come through the back because it was a dispatch room. So this dispatch room, it had only one entrance and it had 3 desks. So as soon as you walk into the dispatch room, there's a desk immediately in front. There's one immediately to the right. And there's one to the corner. Next to the one on the right-hand side. And it wasn't a very big, you know, office space, you know, so. And anyways, I would sit. I used to like sitting either, you know, because it's the night shift. You can choose any computer. So I could have sat at any one of those 3 computers or desks. My bad, I'm sorry. I used to sit in front of the one that was directly in front of the dispatch door. Because from there, I can see directly through, you know, the entrance of the building, and there was a vestibule. Any one of the chauffeurs that came in to drop off their keys and their paperwork, or they came in to pick up their keys and, you know, start their shift, I was able to see them a lot more clear from that desk. So I used to sit there, and that's when I started feeling, you know, the footsteps, started hearing the footsteps. And that, you know, that kind of freaked me out. So I would just sit still and I pretend like I didn't hear it. I'm listening to my YouTube music. And, you know, I dealt with that for a while, and it always had the same, this, whatever the spirit was, it walked in the same direction. It came from behind the dispatch door, like the entrance to the dispatch room, and would literally walk right next to me, in front of me, and walk right through the wall into the next room, which was actually where they held the corporate meetings. So it was the same trajected path every single night. You know, I started thinking to myself, I'm like, oh shit, okay. This place is haunted, because I had already suspected when I kept hearing the doors opening and slamming shut. But when I started feeling and hearing the footsteps, that was my confirmation. I already knew. So I always try to play it cool, like, okay, you know, I know this place is haunted, you know. I'm not going to mess with this spirit. Hopefully the spirit doesn't mess with me, just respects my space, and I respect, you know, that it's here. This went on for quite some time. I would say maybe 4 to 6 months passed, and one day the supervisor comes in with her daughter, and they came in at 7 o'clock. And I don't know how we got onto this subject, but the supervisor told me, she was like, you know, the girl who used to work here years ago, you know, she thought this place was haunted. And that quickly got my attention. And, you know, I'm putting on my jacket. I'm ready to roll the hell out, because I don't want to be there. But that stopped me right in my track. And I looked at her and I said, what do you mean? Well, she said, oh, you know, very casually, like not even caring. You know, she's like, oh, you know, the girl who used to work here said that, you know, she used to hear doors opening and slamming shut. She would, you know, feel footsteps and hear footsteps, like somebody was walking around, you know, something. She said that she claimed a paper clip was thrown at her and there was nobody there with her. Now, when I heard that freaked me out, because I'm like, oh shit, like this spirit can actually, like, physically move objects and throw it at you. Like, I already knew it was there, but when I found out, you know, that the girl who used to work, you know, the previous night shift, not directly before me, was, I think, the one before the guy that I had to replace, that she had been hit with a paperclip. I mean, like, that, oh my gosh, like, that really freaked me out. I didn't like that. You know, I looked at her, and, you know, both her and her daughter are, you know, logging into the computer. So they're just like looking at the computer, and I'm like, should I tell them? I'm thinking to myself, should I tell them? They're going to think I'm crazy. And that's the only reason why, because I've been wanting, you know, to mention it to them, but I was really scared that they were going to think I was crazy. So I kept it to myself. I was like, you know what? I should say something. And so I looked at, you know, the supervisor, and I said, you know what? That girl's not crazy. And she quickly looked up at me. I looked at her, because I was already looking at her. And I said, I wanted to tell you this, but the first week that I started working the night shift, you know, I heard the same thing. I've experienced the same thing. I've heard doors opening and slamming shut. I had to go check the building to see if somebody was working late. And then I started hearing the footsteps. I was like, but you're telling me that this thing actually threw a paperclip at her? I was like, no, yeah, now you just confirmed that this place is truly haunted. And she looked at her daughter looked back at her, and then they both looked back at me. I was like, have a good day. And I just walked out, because, I mean, like, that freaked me out. That was my confirmation. But what really freaked me out was the fact that, you know, this thing could move objects. And I found out later on that it could definitely move objects. But I'll call back and tell you the rest of it, because I know my time is kind of running out. 4 years at that place, and it really freaked me out. All right, well, I'll call back, tell you the rest, because there is more. And by the way, I did get to see the spirit that was haunting the place. Ciao.
Ciao. Thanks for...
Man, I want to hear that story about she definitely saw the spirit that was haunting the place. Mm-hmm. I'm like, call back with that one too.
Yes.
I want to hear that. You know, and it almost sounds like Because I was like, oh, this is some kind of residual thing because it's walking the same path all the time. Mm-hmm. But then if paperclips and things are being thrown, that wouldn't align with that necessarily. And another thing, didn't she say she worked there for 5 years? Like, yeah. Do you ever get used to that? I don't think I could. You know, especially when it's very predictable and you know it's going to happen. Like the theater that my plays are at. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen all the time. You know, you can, it's like you can be in there, you know, 95% of the time, nothing happens. It's mm-hmm. that 5% that you remember. It sounds like for her, that was like every day.
Yeah, just part of life at that location.
I guess maybe after a while, if you weren't being harmed and it's like, oh, it's 8 o'clock, he's going to walk by, here he comes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like at some point anything can become regular and ritualistic, if you will, where it's just, it's there. But I've never been in this situation, so it's hard for me to say if I would ever feel comfortable with it. I just don't know.
But I don't think I would in this case because of what she said at the very end, that other things got thrown and then she saw a spirit.
Yeah.
That would freak me out.
Yeah, when harm can start coming your way, that's where I start mm-hmm. to be like, yeah, I'm good.
Absolutely.
I'm good. Like, let's put the Ouija board away. And,
that's so good.
stop summoning the demons and all that and making the portals with mirrors, all of that. You know, you're gonna
bad idea at work.
Reel that in a little bit. Can't do that at work all the time. And be interesting if you ever, like, work at a place, like some of these older buildings and such, if they have, like, in the employee handbook, if there is things like that. Like, we do not allow Ouija boards and this and that into the building. And like, it tells you somebody did this once and they had to make a policy about it.
Yeah, no kidding.
That wouldn't be normal boilerplate language for that sort of thing. Thank you for sharing that. 855-853-4802 is our phone number to share your real ghost story. You can also, of course, write in realghoststoriesonline.com. We would love to hear you. Get the access to all of our stuff ad-free. Apple Podcasts, got a premium channel there for you. Check that out. Or on patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Many ways to get in on all of it. Until next time, for Carol and Tony, thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21+, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step 2. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa Welcome Bonus.
Step 3. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step 4. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it. Guaranteed or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.